your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Feel the salad crumble. Cocked. Locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're broadcasting at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., and 3 p.m. from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts on Genesis are free. You can listen by clicking at USAprepares.com, GCN. David's producing the broadcast, the worldwide broadcast in Minnesota. With us today is Frank Underhill, UnderhillSecurities.com, Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome, Frank.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here.
Hey, Frank, I just want to mention I've got a meetup tonight. You might still have time to fly in, but meetup tonight, two seminars. We're going to talk about beekeeping with USAprepares.com instructor Jeffrey Maddox, and that starts at 5:30. And then at 6 o'clock, Tony Pache is going to be with us again. We're going to be discussing more about what happened in South Africa to his wife's family when their farm was confiscated by a government that went wild stealing everything in sight in the 1980s. And over 8,000 acres were stolen at gunpoint. And it was bad. It was really bad. And some of the signs that Tony saw as the precursor to that happening, he sees happening right now. Tonight you're going to see a 17-slide PowerPoint presentation outlining questions to our class and educating our class about where, who, and why. And then, this ought to be after dinner, a 22-slide PowerPoint presentation. It's graphic. It's pictures of the post-freedom genocide that took place in South Africa. And the media has a blackout on it. You're going to see it tonight. It's really graphic, and you're going to want to eat dinner first. Tony expects it's going to take about 2.5 hours if he rushes through and stays on topic. Be sure to bring your pencils, paper, notebooks. This is a serious class, and you will be assigned homework tonight, 5:30, Ziggy's. We've got some articles on the website. Prince George School District in Virginia considers copywriting the work of students and teachers. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that, copywriting the work of the students and the teachers? I don't think they're going to get royalties from their work. Do you? And is the government getting ready for a war that we don't know about? You know that they've been stockpiling massive amounts of ammunition, hollow points. By the way, hollow points are against the Geneva Convention. So why are we stockpiling hollow point ammunition? And what about the, why is the Homeland Security doing this instead of the Defense Department? 4-inch drones. The Army is deploying tiny helicopters in England. The British troops are using 4-inch drones. Now imagine this. You can hold these in your hand, right? They're about the size of a small bird. What do we need those for? And are they going to soon be flying over our homes? Huh. Chicago. It's a gun-free zone, right? The murder rate is higher now than when Al Capone was in the streets, bootlegging. There's a photo of Barack Obama holding a shotgun, shooting a shotgun. I have never seen anyone shoot a shotgun at skeet or trap at an angle that low. Nor have I seen anyone hold a shotgun up to a person's shoulder the way Barack Obama does. Anyway, you've been warned, don't Photoshop it. I guess a lot of us have not heeded that warning. And about a year ago, USA Prepares instructor Andy Gibbs told us a story about veteran suicide. I've heard a veteran say to me, I just want to end it all. I have. I've heard a veteran say that to me. Well, here's a story. 22 military veterans commit suicide every day. I think we need not gun confiscation. We need war confiscation. Frank, want to talk about Spain and what's happening there?
Well, there's a new political scandal brewing on campaign kickbacks, and of course you're seeing that having an effect on the market today with their already fragile economy. The 10-year yield is at a new high, and you're going to see more bad news coming out from that part of the world right there. And I think when you look at Italy and like here we are a year, 2 years later, and like nothing has seemed to have gotten better.
No, you're absolutely right. Nothing has gotten better. And I was reading an article before the morning broadcast about how the real estate sector is improving and how auto sales are up. Are they kidding? Are they really kidding? Why is it that mortgage notes are now being written at zero down for real estate purchases, if real estate's up? What's with that?
Well, I don't believe any. Well, I think when you have low interest rates here, and you know, I know at where I reside, I don't see any improvement at all. I just see, if anything, more vacated homes and more people leaving the state.
I know of small farms for sale that have been available for years. Like 4 years, for less than $150,000. Less than $150,000, you can buy a farm with buildings on it. Seriously, and is the market booming? I don't think so. I really don't. And I'm talking about here in the Ozarks in Missouri. So on the East Coast, I know of some properties in the Fredericksburg area. That are selling for less than $90 a square foot. Nice homes. Less than $90 a square foot. You can't build them for that. Yeah. Anyway, I don't see any good news. I really don't.
Well, you're seeing more retail stores being closed down. You're seeing the Best Buy closed down. And actually, even in Canada, they're closing down some Future Shop and Best Buys, and the retailers, I think, are probably just getting clobbered by the online retailers.
Frank, I don't like shopping at stores. I really don't. I don't like having to prove who I am when they say, I need to see your driver's license in order to use my credit card. I won't do it. I don't like being in the same space as an angry salesperson. I just don't like it. So I don't go out shopping very much. I really don't. I do a lot of my purchases online. I buy things on eBay. And that's the first place I look. I look online. I really don't want, or Amazon. I really don't like dealing with stores. I don't like the return policies. I don't like the fact that they act like I'm a criminal when I go to buy something from them.
That, you know, it's funny you say that. Like, you know, my father, he's, I don't want to say his age, but he gets very easily agitated when he's asked for ID by a clerk, and he feels like they almost make him feel like a criminal going out and buying something, and you got to produce your ID when, you know, they have the same power as law enforcement officers to ask you for ID, and yet you're doing this establishment a service by going into their establishment and walking out. And to your listeners, almost every facet of purchasing is done on a credit card or debit card, whether you do groceries or buy a shirt. You're always asked to produce this identification. It's like, you know, it's like the old American Express adage, don't leave home without it. Having money on you just doesn't suffice anymore.
Well, that's one thing, being asked to prove that it's your credit card. But, Frank, you know, if let's do this scenario. So a person's driving along, and he gets pulled over by the police. Okay, and so he's asked for a license and registration. So he reaches in his back pocket, pulls out his wallet, and there they are, 10 credit cards. Okay, and does anybody think anything about the 10 credit cards as he pulls out his driver's license? Does that mean anything? Is anybody concerned about that? I don't think so. And each of those cards could have a $5,000 limit, a $10,000 limit, or even more. So a person might have a $50,000 total credit limit in his wallet. You know, if you add up the credit cards, maybe more, maybe $100,000. Well, but what if he had four $100 bills? Where'd you get that money, boy?
Yeah. Actually, that sounds exactly like me. I don't have any credit cards whatsoever. I don't believe in them. I don't want, you know, a mystery mail sent to me. Mm-hmm. But I always carry a few $100 on me, and that is exactly what I get, is what are you doing with this money?
Yeah. It's got to be. You couldn't possibly have earned it. Those are dead presidents on pieces of paper. You know, obviously, he came about that. You know, it's interesting. It appears that using cash makes you suspect, and I like
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, and I've been that way. That's happened to me, on occasion. I can boast by not a lot, but it has happened, and you're treated with the utmost of suspicion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yeah, you mentioned Best Buy. My numbers, Frank, they're going to close between 200 and 250 stores this year. They have a total of just over 1,000 stores, so they're going to close about 20% of their stores. That's Best Buy. Yeah, Best Buy. Now, the way I look at that, Frank, they sell a lot of things that people don't need. They sell a lot of electronics. They sell games. They sell nice-to-have stuff. They sell computers, and they sell cell phones, and they sell, you know, headphones and microphones and software and those kinds of things. And they sell some appliances, too. But they sell a lot of things that we don't need. Fun money. Money that you might spend just to make yourself feel good. I'm Vin Finelli, Frank Underhill, USAPreparers.com. We'll talk about a few more stores that are closing. You're going to be shocked at who they are. No kidding. You're going to be shocked. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Fall in love. with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill and I are talking about stores that are closing. And imagine this. Imagine a store that sells clothing, jewelry, watches, household hardware, appliances, lawnmowers, sporting goods, guns, ammo, scopes, fishing rods, outdoor furniture. You could have your house roofed by these guys. Or sided. Have siding put on. Boats, heating and air conditioning equipment, small garden tractors, chainsaws, tools, tires, batteries, lighting fixtures, paint. They had their own brand of paint, own brand of tools, water treatment. They had their own automotive repair, mufflers, shock absorbers, brakes, just about everything that a suburban household would want. And at one time, they even sold houses, house kits. So who are they? Well, you all know. It's Sears. It used to be called Sears, Roebuck & Company. They were started in the late 1800s. They had a catalog, 500-plus pages. You could buy good, better, or best. They would guide you. If you wanted to spend the least amount of money, you get the good quality. If you wanted the medium quality, it'd be their better line or their best line if you wanted the absolute best and were willing to pay for it. It's a great concept, good, better, best. I really liked it. You knew where you were going. They had great appliances, heavy-duty appliances. They're going to close 15% of their stores. They're going to close. And Sears and Kmart are one organization now. Kmart's going to close about up to 225 stores. Sears is going to close 125. The total number of stores they have is just over 2,000. They're going to close 15% of them. Frank, that's unbelievable to me. They've been mismanaged for years. Since the 1980s, they've been poorly managed.
Well, I think what you're looking at is a lot of them use a retail play, but what you're actually buying is a real estate play. Because a lot of these, like a lot of their stores, they're all company owned and they own the land that's under them. And I think that that's, if anyone looks at fasting, that's probably the way they should look at it. But yeah, it's very sad you're seeing a big name like that, you know, basically fade off into the wild blue yonder.
Well, they used to sell real things. I mean, now, yeah. Stores selling video games and DVDs, I mean, that means nothing. By the time you're done with all that, you've got nothing. But Sears used to sell appliances and tools and the equipment that you would use for improving your lifestyle.
Well,
learning how to operate a video game and being really skilled at it means nothing.
Yeah, well, I go to the JCPenney and I still get a haircut there.
Really?
Yeah.
No. We call that JCPenney.
Yeah, I like going to the old-fashioned department store and getting a haircut.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't think they have
$16.
Is that, well, is $16 considered high or low?
Well, it considers reasonable for me, and I could get that at a salon. It'd probably be double or, you know, easily. So.
Wow.
But you get value, you know. Sears is value. JCPenney is value. But, yeah, things are changing, and you're seeing this whole economy taking a shift. It seems like everything we do here is reliant on what goes on outside our borders. And, you know, we usually say, well, you know, foreign government shouldn't be telling us what to do. Well, now you're basically you're having foreign governments leading the way, and America's falling in step, and it's losing a lot of its exceptionalism by yielding to public opinion abroad.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still stuck on that $16 haircut. I get mine cut at a salon, and it's
$10.
Yep, $10 haircuts. But I like to way over tip. So, because I get great service. I mean, I walk in, and within, I don't know, 5 minutes, my hair is being cut by the owner. And she does a great job, and I like to shop locally. Well, you mentioned JCPenney. They're going to close 300 to 350 stores, about one-third of them. JCPenney, also known as JCPenney, a very old line store. Frank Underhill and I are going to talk a little bit about a couple other stores that are closing. Then I've got some questions about gold and silver and where are we headed. This is USAPrepares.com. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freeze-dryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day,
God,
you're.
Take my. You got the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Frank Underhill and I are talking about the economy and what's happening and stores closing. And sometimes you hear me speak out against politicians. Class, I'm a farmer. I raise Black Angus beef. And here's a clip I'd like to play. It's just a little bit over 2 minutes, about 2 minutes, 11 seconds. Frank, I'd like to hear what your thoughts on this are.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. I need somebody with arms strong enough to wrestle a calf and yet gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild. Somebody to call hogs, tame cantankerous machinery, come home hungry, have to wait lunch until his wife's done feeding visiting ladies, then tell the ladies to be sure and come back real soon and mean it. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then painting from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God had to have somebody willing to ride the ruts at double speed to get the hay in ahead of the rain clouds and yet stop in midfield and race to help when he sees the first smoke from a neighbor's place. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners. Somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk, and replenish the self-feeder, and finish a hard week's work with a 5-mile drive to church. Somebody who'd bale a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing. Who would laugh, and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
Paul Harvey. And God made a farmer. What do you think, Frank?
I don't know, Vincent, how far you had to dig back to find that, but it's very reminiscent of the late Paul Harvey, and he'd end with saying, good day. And yeah, a lot of those qualities are like non-existent today, and there's no get rich quick in that theme there, and we've definitely strayed away from that, and hence that's why we're in the position we're in today.
And that
very
is exactly
profound.
That is exactly why I played that, Frank. That is my neighborhood. That describes my neighborhood, and it describes exactly what happens. It's life and death every day. Animals die. Our class has heard me talk about horses and dying during birth, cows dying, being attacked by wild animals, and it's a struggle every day to keep all of us on the farm, alive on the farm, chickens, horses, cows, calves, dogs, cats. Everybody has a job, and we've lost our way. We have lost our way. And when you hear me lose my temper when I think about politicians, that's because they don't know where food comes from. They don't know anything except how to line their own pockets and create laws that prevent us from doing what we need to do to survive. It makes me absolutely furious when I think about politicians. I'm not talking about representatives. Representatives are the good guys. But eventually, too many of our representatives become corrupted by greed that's put in front of them, and they become politicians. And politicians are the phlegm of society. But I wanted to play that because that shows where we were in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and the rules and regulations are putting farmers out of business every day. Every day. I don't know any rich farmers. I really don't. Not one. Not one. Frank, gold. Where's it going?
Well, I think gold is stabilizing around here just below 1700, and I feel that if it can move past the 1700, I think we might be in for another rally. And you see, the price is just like stagnant. It's just sideways. And I think that if the dollar starts to crest here a bit, I don't see really a lot holding gold back. You know, and they say about growth in the economy or the Dow at this high, well, that would mean inflation, and that too would help gold as well too, and silver. Incidentally, would follow, on suit. But basically, I think with gold at these levels, like there is activity. People are buying and trading it every day, and some days it does have good spikes. So I think there's probably a momentum being a new level being built here.
Well, as of last week, we're up on gold and we're up on silver. Not much, but we're up. I mentioned that I bought some silver dollars at $30. I'm happy with them. they're worth more now than they were last week, which is which is a bad sign, because that really means inflation is rearing its head. Frank, gas prices are up here. They are. They're up 20 cents over a period of 2 weeks. And, you know, I'm looking at filling up our farm fuel tanks, our diesel tanks, and I'm really not looking forward to that. What I try to do is time the diesel fuel purchase to when it's the absolute hottest part of the summer, because no one's thinking about buying diesel fuel then. We're not heating our houses. And traditionally, it's at the lowest point of the year. And I watch it very carefully, because it's, you know, for me, it's a lot of money. I mean, a huge amount of money for diesel. That's what I'm not looking forward to. But we're still in an 11-year upswing, right? For gold?
We still are in that. And I just want to talk on that oil note. You know, oil is slowly creeping up towards $100 a barrel here.
Yeah.
In Europe, North Sea is well over 100, like 115, 118. And, you know, don't quote me verbatim. But the energy does want to go higher. And Vince, even to your listeners, even at $3 a gallon for unleaded, you know, that's really not super high for, you know, how much how versatile gas is here. It's like $3.05 a gallon. I've seen a cash price of $2.95 in some places, but it has stayed down. Even though oil is here, I'm surprised gas is still reasonable. Diesel, I think, affects you more. I see that at $4 a gallon here.
Yeah, that's about what it is here.
Yeah, that's a big ouch, but diesel, it also lasts longer than unleaded gasoline. And if you had like a Mercedes turbo diesel, you'll probably get like two or three times the mileage out of a tank of diesel than you would out of gasoline.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, let's say a farmer wants to buy 5,000 gallons of diesel. That's $20,000.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a cash price. And you don't put that on your credit card. That's a cash price.
That's unbelievable. You know, I'm familiar with those kind of bills myself. Every year I have to pay my dues, and, you know, they're substantial. And anytime you're self-employed and you work under regulation, or you work under high costs, it eats into your standard of living.
You know, Frank, I saw a lot of fear last Wednesday, and I saw how I saw concern. We had a concealed carry class, and here in Springfield, Missouri, and one of our instructors, Jeff Olms, who's been on this broadcast with me many times, talks about AR-15s and selecting a firearm and the difference between barrel lengths and so forth. We taught this class. There are about 40 of us in the room. Some of us were instructors. The rest were students. The vast majority students. It was the largest concealed carry class I have ever witnessed. Seriously. And there were students who were in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. We might have even had an 80-year-old or two in the class, all learning how to shoot pretty much for the first time. They wanted to protect themselves. Now, what causes people to do this? What causes that? Usually it's an incident that happens that they go, you know what? It happened to so-and-so. I know that person, and I'm not going to let it happen to me. That's what I saw last Wednesday at the USA Preparers classroom that was taught by our instructor, Jeff Olms. It was his class. I just arranged it, and I was the range safety officer there. And it was really neat. It was really neat to watch people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s learn how to shoot and put the bullet right on target at 21 feet. What are your thoughts about the age group, Frank? I mean,
well,
isn't that shocking?
They lived through this. Yeah, they've gone through World War II. They've gone through Korea. And they what they're saying, I guess, you know, I'm not there, but what I can imagine is that, you know, they always, you know, have a tendency to history repeats itself. And I think now that they are talking about, when I say they, I'm talking about the bureaucrats, they're talking about putting regulations on the gun show loophole. Now, I've never bought a firearm at a gun show, but the one that I went to that he sponsored, the Survival Expo, I thought it was very well done, and I see a bunch of small business people there wanting to do business, and the bureaucrats are taking your merchants and basically wanting them to turn into police officers and not get paid.
That's exactly
for
right.
It.
Well, that's exactly right. As a matter of fact, the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds said to me, you're going to have to make sure that all of your exhibitors pay a license fee to be at the Get Prepared Expo. And I said, no, I am not. If you want to do it, you do it. I'm not doing it. I am not your agent. I am not part of the city government. I am not going to enforce people paying taxes. That's not my job. And that's how I handle it. And boy, did that make me mad. That's another example.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent. What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month,
or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95.
And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, you know, I just hit one of my own buttons during the break. I was thinking about all the successes that government has. It's a really short list. I can't think of a single thing they've done right. Not one. Not one. Not one. And, you know, what came to mind? Cash for clunkers. Now, that's a really good idea. Let's take an engine that runs, a car that runs, and let's destroy it so we can buy a new car. Wow. So then all the people who needed replacement parts, replacement engines, couldn't find them because they were destroyed. By whom? The government. With what? Our money. And the tax laws. Why do you need an accountant? Why? Why can't you do your own taxes? Because it's so complicated. That's why. You can't do it. You can't do your own taxes for most people because it is so complicated that you have to hire somebody to do your taxes for you. And who pays for that? You do. As I said, I hit my own button. Stores have gone out of business.
Vincent, everything that you say is that everything is put on the onus of the individual. Everything.
Well, yeah, I do my own taxes. I do. And Mrs. Finelli and I do our own taxes. Why? Because we read the rules. Why do we read the rules? So we know how to play the game. And if we didn't read the rules, we couldn't play the game. Then we'd have to go to somebody and say, hey, Joe, here's all our receipts. Please, I don't want to get audited, and I don't want to pay too much taxes. Those are two mutually exclusive statements. It can't be. If you don't want to get audited, you have to overpay, which is insane because the government will just waste the money. So we read the rules and we know how to play the game, but then they keep changing the rules. They change the rules. So you need to, for most people, they're so busy working, they're so busy doing whatever they do that they've got to hire somebody to do their taxes for them. That's absolute insanity. That's society gone mad. The government saying, we're going to take your money at the point of a gun, and if you don't pay us, we're going to put you in jail. We're going to take your property, and you have to do it right. And if you don't do it right, you're subject to fines and penalties and interest and all that. So you have to hire somebody. Boy, oh boy. Anyway, Frank, you let me hit my own button.
I hear you. Frank, I think like that every day. Go ahead.
Underhill Securities Corporation. .com, UnderhillSecuritiesCorporation.com. Frank is the CEO. And if you'd like to call him after the broadcast, 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. Frank, you're going to be with us at the Get Prepared Expo.
Yeah, I will be
there. April 6th and 7th.
Yep.
That's going to be exciting. Frank, Barnes & Noble, they're closing about a third of their stores. Office Depot closing over 10% of their stores. GameStop, 10% plus. OfficeMax, about 25%. Radio Shack. Radio Shack. I mean, I used to go to Radio Shack when I was a child, and I would buy components to build things, electronic things, like I built a lie detector and some other, I built a talk on the light beam for science fairs and an ion rocket and those kinds of things, and I had a lot of fun. So where do you go for parts now? I don't know. I guess you have to get them on the internet. They're going to close between 450 and 550 stores.
And they employ a lot of people. All those businesses have a lot of people working there. And, you know, you're going to see all these people walking around looking for a job. So when they say about the unemployment figures and all this, to your listeners, please don't believe them.
No. No, absolutely not. I don't know anybody who's better off since this current guy took office. I don't know anybody who's better off. I'm not kidding. I don't play in those circles. I guess you have to be in the Wall Street community to do that, you know, in New York City.
There's one thing they should be looking at, the economy. Forget this gun control racket. Forget this illegal immigration racket because they can't vote anyways. They have to focus on growing the economy, making America more competitive, and creating jobs and expanding the tax base. That is the only way we're going to get out of this pickle if we don't expand the tax base.
Yeah, and I don't think we're getting out. I think we're going down. Frank Underhill, thanks so much for being with us. There's a link to Frank Underhill, page one, usapreparers.com, in the bottom, in the black section with the instructors. At the bottom of the page turns to black, and that's where all of your instructors are, usapreparers.com. And we're looking at having a meetup at in Mountain Grove, Missouri, coming up in a few weeks. I'm Vin Finelli, usapreparers.com. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.